Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We're going to be facing a very important issue today. Perhaps you've heard a glimmer of some of the news in relationship to the Supreme Court leaked document, wherein supposed to be in the draft, in that leaked document that they are canceling or going against and making a constitutional decision about Roe versus Wade, of saying that Roe versus Wade should have never been considered legal based on the Constitution. So listen up today, join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you early on that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We'll be talking about today the death of our republic, the death of our republic. Very simply put, we have watched the attack on every branch of government. We've watched the executive orders with fiat dictatorial rulership. We're watching now the absolutely destruction. I believe this is the final blow for us to have any view of the Supreme Court having any integrity at all. The leaked document, I don't believe, was by accident at all. I believe it was timed perfectly with what the Biden administration and the Biden cabal and the loose likes lost liberals, the socialist Marxist BLM communist Democrats, planned this. It didn't just happen spontaneously. It was planned. One of the things that you can look at and understand the planning behind it is the fact that immediately when this was announced through Politico, the announcement went out, and immediately you have demonstrators out in front of the Supreme Court with beautifully made, custom-made signs that they're waving in relationship to it. Where did the signs come from? Who made them? How did they know to have them? How were the demonstrators notified to be there? Why could they all of a sudden garner, just in a matter of moments, garner hundreds and hundreds of people to gather around the Supreme Court and demonstrate? How is that possible, lest it is all planned? We'll talk about the different aspects of this leakage of the Supreme Court draft that supposedly will overturn Roe versus Wade. I pray that it is the final draft. I pray that it will work, but it's a draft. Let me tell you early on, the draft does not mean it's a final decision. And by the way, the U.S. Supreme Court is not making, the Supreme Court cannot legislate. Supreme Court cannot pass legislation. Supreme Court cannot make law. Supreme Court is designed by our founding fathers, the founding document, simply to interpret the Constitution, apply the Constitution to any law, and make sure the law adheres to every aspect of our Constitution. Without that aspect, ladies and gentlemen, we have no constitutional republic. Our constitutional republic is based on the Constitution. If we eradicate that, ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you at this stage, even in this broadcast today, I believe we're watching the eradication of our Supreme Court and any confidence therein. I believe we're on the fast track for seeing Schumer and Pelosi and Sleepy Joe pack the courts. I believe we're watching them use this as the excuse to do so. And as a result of that, we'll see the demise of the U.S. Supreme Court, which is will be then the demise of the final branch of government that we could place any trust and confidence in. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Bible. It's the truth book. It is the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," in John 8, 31 and 32. Ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms chapter 117, verse 2, the scripture says, "And the truth of the Lord endureth forever." Ladies and gentlemen, when we depend on the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, it never ceases to be real. It never changes. It's never diminished. It's never destroyed, although we have those today like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer that seem to have some understanding of anything but the truth. It was George Orwell, ladies and gentlemen, the secularist, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that today, ladies and gentlemen, with this now the revelation that a Supreme Court justice and their decisions and a draft, and we know it's based on all that I've read on that subject. We believe that it's a real draft. We don't believe that it's a fabricated, phony draft. We believe that it is a real draft, but it's not been issued. And until the Supreme Court issues an opinion, which in this case, in this particular case, Roe versus Wade, their opinion will not be released until June. And until that June decision is released, this is just simply babble. This is simply conversation. This is simply getting a glimpse as to what the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party is trying to do to finally eviscerate our constitutional republic. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand on the truth of the Word of God. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge us on this broadcast each and every day that we as conservatives, we as Christians and patriots, we need to stand on truth. That's what this entire broadcast is about each and every day as we face the issues. We do so based on the Word of God, based on the authority of Scripture. And ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the question in relationship to abortion, it's not anything that any Christian should question. And yet we have multitudes today, thousands, yea, millions in America that say that they are Christians, and yet they say they are Democrats. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you say you're a Democrat, you're lying to yourself, you're lying to God, you're lying to others, you're lying to your own conscience and the realization, the recognition that the Word of God says, thou shalt not kill. And ladies and gentlemen, that baby in the womb is a human being created in the image of God, and to murder that child is murder. To kill that child by way of abortion is murder. So don't you dare tell me that it's just simply the babbling of the conservatives that believe that this is wrong. It's wrong based on the authority of the Word of God, and that's the truth book. We need to seek the truth, live the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I commend that to you today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its employees and their families to worship God in the house of God as God intended it. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is a place that I believe God would have you to seek employment if you have any of the qualifications and any of these categories that are offered, that are open now for employment. Drop by Tools for Time. Make your application for employment. Wait for an interview and see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with a very serious issue today. I don't know if you have been listening to any of the news. It's been blurbs on much of the news channels, ladies and gentlemen. But one of the things that I find very egregious today is the fact that most that you try to search on and find the documents in relationship to the news, it is blanked out. I'm looking at an article I tried to pull up on the internet news, and it gives the signal 404. It says, sorry, the page you requested was not to be found. And it goes on to talk about, please check the URL for mistakes, et cetera, et cetera. And I found that to happen this morning on many of the news sites when you're trying to pull up the news articles on this. There's a total shutout. We're watching Pravda News in full effect in America today. We're watching the loose likes, lost liberals, the socialists, Marxists, BLM, communist Democrats, as they are simply controlling what you or what I read, hear, or understand in relationship to the news in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, the socialists, Marxists, communists, Democrats are tirelessly working toward the complete undermining and destruction of our constitutional republic. Let me just, by way of opening expanded monologue and dialogue and discussion before we get into the essence of what is taking place with the Supreme Court document leak, before we get into the essence of the mechanics of that, let me just simply say to you that this should not be a surprise to any human being that has an ear to hear and a heart to understand what is taking place in our nation. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats have undermined the integrity of our founding documents by the critical race theory and the 1619 Project. I'm going to talk with you about just for a moment to give you the setting of why this is so important as far as this leaked Supreme Court document, but yet why it, I believe, is the final straw. It is the ultimate death blow to our constitutional republic. The ladies and gentlemen, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party have already undermined the integrity of our founding documents and our founding fathers. They've introduced the critical race theory and the 1619 Project, which undermines the truth of the founding of America. They have destroyed the electoral college vote system, as they're attempting to do now to take away the electoral college vote. They have destroyed our educational system, ladies and gentlemen, by banding going back and brainwashing and trying to indoctrinate our children with the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle agenda. We're talking about what the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party have already done in relationship to the undermining of our constitutional republic. They've undermined the truth and the integrity of the founding of our nation. They have undermined and destroyed the educational system with brainwashing and indoctrinating our children with the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. They have literally dominated and destroyed our legislative process by using executive orders to rule we the people rather than we the people controlling those that we've elected and put into office. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party, they've destroyed our borders. We now are expecting to have some 3 million plus illegals coming into America by the end of this year. And by the way, the illegals coming in, in fact, Markarkas, which is over the Department of Homeland Security, does not call them illegals. He says that they're non-citizens. He just says they're non-citizens coming in. And when asked by the Senate Investigatory Committee about the security of the border, he says the border is secure. The border, it's as though we can't believe our lying eyes, that we just simply believe what he says, and he says the border is secure. But ladies and gentlemen, understand about 3 million by the end of the year will come in. We've destroyed our borders, ladies and gentlemen. The Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, they are now threatening to abolish the filibuster rule. This, with the leaked document for the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in relationship to Roe versus Wade, is going to cause Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi has already been in collaboration with this. Chuck Schumer says that they need to eliminate the filibuster rule. And the filibuster rule simply means you've got to have a supermajority. You've got to have 60 votes rather than just 51 votes to pass something in the Senate. And you listen to what I'm saying. Listen very carefully. Listen up. As a result of this leakage of the Supreme Court's ruling and a draft document, Chuck Schumer is going to be on the fast track to, in fact, Bernie Sanders has already stated verbally, Bernie Sanders, the one that is the socialist, Marxist, full-fledged communist in the U.S. Senate. Bernie Sanders has already announced that they need to eliminate the filibuster rule and need to go ahead and pack the courts. They're not using pack the courts. They're not using the term pack. They need to go ahead and change the courts. They want to put, rather than having 9 Supreme Court justices, they want to have either 11 or 13 Supreme Court justices. That way they can be assured to have what the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Party wants in perpetuity in relationship to the absolute domination of American jurisprudence and American legislative process. Ladies and gentlemen, they also want to now place, as I said, others on the court that will make it impossible for the conservatives, the Christians, to ever have a future with what we call our constitutional republic today. It will denigrate and be absolutely devolved into a total democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, when I hear some of our anchors on television, when I listen to some of those that are supposed to be conservatives, when they talk about ruining our democracy, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're ruining our constitutional republic. We're now devolving into a democracy, and a democracy is simply mob rule. And we're watching the fast track for mob rule with a socialist Marxist America rather than the United States of America with a constitutional republic. They have, ladies and gentlemen, introduced the establishment of the Truth Ministry. The Truth Ministry. We'll talk about that on tomorrow's broadcast, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. The Truth Ministry. It's to be carried out and supervised and enforced by the Department of Homeland Security. And it is saying that they want to stop any disinformation or misinformation from being transmitted by way of radio, television, newsprint, online, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And today's news about the leaked document at the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, is a good illustration of the fact that the Truth Ministry, which was, by the way, what Orwell called it in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, he called it a truth ministry where real truth would be blocked and the indoctrination and the lie would be told as being truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing that come to fruition even today. But through the Biden administration, they've already by fiat introduced that just a few days ago. It, I believe, is in full force today. We've seen the growing evidence of that in the past 2 years on all social media and all of the big tech platforms, where if you say anything about, you question anything about the election, then all of a sudden you're blocked. If you question whether or not the election in 2020 was truthful or if it was fraud, you're blocked. If you say anything about or you question anything about COVID-19, you're blocked. If you question anything about the success of the COVID jab or you say that it's wrong, you're blocked. We have thousands of medical doctors and scientists in America today that have been blocked, been booted from any of the social media platforms, and their license, their medical license, being in jeopardy, being suspended, and are being revoked as a result of telling the truth about COVID-19 and the deadly jab that's already killed about 500,000 people in America, and about 1.5 million people have already been injured for life as a result of the COVID jab. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're watching is the capstone on the destruction of the Constitutional Republic in the United States of America. So with the Marxist media today in big tech, in lockstep with the Socialist Communist Democrats, today they have struck the final blow, I believe, the final blow to our Constitutional Republic by the leaking of the 98-page document from the Supreme Court. By the way, it's a February date on it. So this is where they went into session, and they debated and they discussed. By the way, when it comes to the Supreme Court of the state of Florida, it's very much like the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Had the privilege of going through the Supreme Court and the Chief Justice of the state of Florida several years ago, and he walked through the different rooms, pointed out to how a case is presented, where it's presented, how it's presented, and then how they go into session, and they sit around the table, and each one bounds about his ideas, his thoughts, his philosophies, looks at the records, i.e. the case documents, they look at the Constitution, et cetera, and make the decision on, and they argue and debate, and hammer out a first draft, then a second draft, and then before it is published, it is a final draft. And this is what takes place. And so evidently, back in February, our Supreme Court justices debated and hammered out, it's as a result of a case, I believe from, see, the Alabama, Mississippi is the origin of the case where it finally worked its way, where in that particular state they introduced and passed legislation that says anything past 15-week gestation, it would be considered murder and would not be allowed under the laws in that particular state. That case worked its way to the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what we're talking about today, the Supreme Court's draft on that particular ruling as it's understood as we speak of it today. But ladies and gentlemen, it's a 98-page document. There was the draft. It was leaked by Politico. Now, my question is, and we'll talk about it further in this broadcast as we walk through the process and as we look at the issues that we're dealing with. My question is, who in the Supreme Court knew about this? Who had access to it? Who happened to be brazen enough to take a document from the Supreme Court and give it to Politico? What was the motivation for it? I'm going to talk about all of those nuances of this question today on this broadcast, time allowing us to do so. Need about 2 to 3 hours to really do justice to it. But they tell me if I talk more than an hour, they're going to cut me off. So anyway, we're going to try to walk through this so that you'll understand the ins and outs and the innuendos that is presented in this. But ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, I believe that we have, by the way, out of the total Supreme Court, including the justices, I believe there's a total of about 45 people that have access to documents like this. Each Supreme Court justice, and there's 9 of them, they have 4 law clerks. Each of those law clerks have access to it. Now, whether or not they use their cameraman-made photocopies of this with the camera, or if they actually printed out documents and sneak them, if you'd call it that term, out of the Supreme Court building, they have very, very strict rules. They have very, very confidentiality requirements for any Supreme Court law clerk that's assisting. As one person said on the early morning news on Fox, said they go through a major, strenuous vetting process, and very, very few people that make application to be Supreme Court Justice law clerks, very, very few people make the cut and become law clerks for the Supreme Court justices. So it's a very, very limited number. So I want us to keep this in mind. You have the 9 justices that have access to a document like this. You have then each of the 9 justices with 4 law clerks. That means there's 36 law clerks that have access to these documents. We have one Supreme Court justice that's already put in notice of resigning or retiring at the end of the June session, when most of these cases had already been heard in January, February, and were to be then rendered decisions or opinions in June. Breyer is to step down at the end of this session, which will be in June, as I understand it. One person has already been, appointed and confirmed for the Supreme Court to fill that position, which is a further loose likes lost liberal going into the Supreme Court. But notwithstanding that statement, this is the setting. Those are the parameters by which we're working with as we speak of it now. The Supreme Court draft document is said to be ruling or the overturning of the Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade, for those that are not familiar with it, was the ruling made by the Supreme Court in 1973, which gave authorization for the murder of about 65 to 70 million human beings since 1973 when Roe versus Wade was decided upon by the U.S. Supreme Court. By the way, just a little tucking this little parenthetical footnote in at this juncture. Supreme Court does not make law. They're not legislators. They cannot pass law. They cannot do anything but render an opinion. An opinion does not mean a ruling. An opinion does not mean law. An opinion can be issued by the Supreme Court. It can be received, accepted, and applied, but the decision has to be by the President of the United States of America. Most are not aware of that, but the President can decide to accept or to reject any Supreme Court opinion that's rendered by the 9 robed justices that are not elected. They're appointed for life, but they can only render opinions, not a decision, not decisive, not law, but an opinion. The real, real difficulty is, ladies and gentlemen, is how do you place justices in the position of ruling and making those opinions if multitudes of them are simply going to lie to you about their standing? The one that was just approved by the U.S. Senate, that is taking Breyer's position, said that she could not determine, could not decide who is a woman, what makes a woman. She said, I'm not a biologist and I can't answer that question. Ladies and gentlemen, if a person is dumb as a rock that cannot tell you what is a woman versus what is a man, they don't deserve to be seated on the Supreme Court. But that's already been done. She's already been confirmed and she's taking Breyer's place. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very, very carefully. We must ask the question. The question begs to be asked, demands to be answered. Who did it? Why was it done? What took place? Now, I'm looking at an article here, ladies and gentlemen, that says, leaked Supreme Court opinion overruling Roe versus Wade. Time to heed the Constitution. Returns abortion to elected officials. Listen to what this document, this article says. A draft Supreme Court opinion overruling Roe versus Wade has been leaked to the press in one of the greatest scandals to ever hit the nation's highest court, and a possible attempt to intimidate, listen carefully, a possibility to attempt to intimidate one or more of the justices to reverse their vote or to ignite a liberal brush fire to pack the Supreme Court before Democrats lose Congress in November. Let me go back and read that again. I don't know if you got the weight of this. Listen carefully. A draft Supreme Court opinion overruling Roe versus Wade has been leaked to the press in one of the greatest scandals. Ladies and gentlemen, this has never been done in U.S. history. In the history of the U.S. Supreme Court, this has never happened. To leak to the press one of the greatest scandals to ever hit the nation's highest court, and a possible, hear this, this I believe is the motive, this is the modus operandi that's used, and to possibly ignite a brush fire to pack or to intimidate, this says, to intimidate one or more of the justices or to reverse the vote or to ignite a liberal brush fire to pack the Supreme Court before the Democrats lose Congress in November. Quote, it's time to heed, this document says by Samuel Alito, it's time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. The possible draft opinion by Justice Samuel Alito reads, making the case that where the Constitution is silent, the American people govern themselves through elections and elected leaders, not federal judges. It quotes the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who said, the permissibility of abortion and the limitations upon it are to be resolved by the most important questions in our democracy, by citizens trying to persuade one another and then voting. He then added, this is what the Constitution and the rule of law demands for America. This article continues. Politico that claims that Politico was the news outlet that this document was given to. Politico that claims to be a draft opinion appears to be authentic, but it is not a binding decision of the court unless at least five justices sign it, and it looks like a transparent and unprecedented betrayal by one of the 45 or so people with access to the draft Supreme Court opinion to prevent this decision from becoming law by scaring off moderate justices and attempting to whip the political left into a frenzy. Ladies and gentlemen, this document goes into some other details that we'll cover in a moment. But here's what I'm asking the question. Who did it? Why was it done? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe without any reservation, hear me and hear me well, without any reservation, this decision to leak this document was made by a Johnny-come-lately, as I would call it, one that's wanted to be viewed as the real knight in shining armor saving the Democratic Party, one that's willing to sacrifice his law license or her law license, one that's willing to sacrifice their entire legal future by having this draft document being put out so that the Democrats then can try to intimidate the justices. This is not a final decision. This is not a final opinion. This is a draft. And if this has been leaked for the purpose of getting the Democrats so riled up and mobs in the street that it will intimidate some justices to change their vote before this document is finally released as a final opinion, that's the potentiality, that's the possibility to ignite the liberal brush fire to have these justices change their mind or to have that brush fire so that there would be the push to pack the Supreme Court with additional justices to allow the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats to rule in perpetuity. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to continue this dialogue and discussion on this issue of the Supreme Court document being released right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.